No, it was not.
Okay. Pay Gimel and Aleph. We're up to Tanner Rabbanan about 2, 4, 6, 8 lines on the top. So we said yesterday a big chiddush. Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan. Rabbi Elazar holds that if you shire beget, you leave over in a get, it's not a problem. Big chiddush. Machlokes is how to learn Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar is only by chutz. If you say chutz or if you say almanas. That's Machlokes the Gemara we had yesterday. And today's Gemara is going to try to refute Rabbi Elazar's shita. 4 rabbis came in, and after Rabbi Elazar was nifter, they tried to do a refutal. Turn on the bottom. You ready to roll? La'acha p'tiroso isha Rabbi Elazar. After Rabbi Elazar was nifter, Nichnesu arba zekanim, 4 elders, lahoshev al dvarav, to try to refute what he said. It is a very shver thing to say that chutz works, that you could leave over a shear in the get, you could say you divorced, you mutter to marry everybody except for one guy who you don't like. That's a very shver zach to say. Each one's going to ask his question, and each one has a rebuttal, except for one. So zot tigamar nichnasu arba zekim lahashval dvarav eluhein. Rabbi Yisak Lili, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Kiva. I feel like I'm learning the Agadah. Nenar Rabbi Tarfon v'amar. Rabbi Tarfon is the first one that sprouted up and said, "Hare, shahol chazu. This woman went v'nizit la'achiv shalzeh. Shnes shalov. He said, "Hare amater zchaladam, except for Yankel. This guy went." And marry Yankel's brother, next best man. Umeiz b'lei banim. And now Yankel's brother died without kids. So what happens to her? She's mechuyev in yibum, but she can't do yibum because he asked her to marry Yankel. Loi nimtza ze oikud davim atayra. Remember Shul yesterday oikud davim atayra. Murray asks the question. He's not here to reap his benefits. Who is it? Reek?
With a P.
Reek. Rest in peace. Lenin says that Ike Oikimat Domatara Halamata Shain Ze Krisis. Must be it's not Krisis. Valentine's Day today? I mean, not what's today? The green. What's the green? Not Valentine's.
St. Patrick. Oh, yeah?
No.
No. Yeah.
I don't know.
No, he's wearing green.
About 6 months ago.
St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah? Close
to resemblance.
Okay, I expect a green... I expect a green jacket. A beret. Halamata she'ein ze krisis. He doesn't walk in the rain. Halamata she'ein ze krisis. We put it from the dealership. One of those, you know, he could pull the car right in. Halamata lozim lemon. She'ein ze krisis. So Reb Tarfon says it must be. That's not a krisis, because how could it be? Oker davar minatera. That's one kasha. Nenar b'sag liv amar heichem etzinu. Listen to this one. Heichem etzinu asulazeh amutlazeh. It just doesn't make sense. Ha'aser aser l'chol amut amut l'chol. It's not such thing. Halaman she'ein ze krisis again. Ain't ze krisis. Another kasha. Nenar b'lezem azaria. Third one. Amar. Krisis is davar kares beinel beino. Halamata she'ein ze krisis. That's not krisis. Krisis is something that's we're separated. This is not separated. The Gemara is going to refute all these things. Let's just see what the kasha. Nenar Rabbi Kiva of Amar. Rabbi Kiva asked 2 questions. Amar rei shahol chazu. V'nisis l'echem nashuk. Listen to this one. So basically, Reuven is married to Leah. He tells Leah, "I'm divorcing you on one condition. You cannot marry Shimon. You mutter to everybody, here's your get, I raise a gitach, except for Shimon." Okay. She goes She marries another guy. She can't marry Shimon. She wants to marry Shimon. She marries another guy. She has kids. Regular marriage. And then this Amalin is Garsha. She gets divorced, or she gets almanir from that wife, from that husband. Husband dies. Va'amda v'nis is lezesh in esra love. Then she could go marry.
Then she goes and marries.
And then she goes and marries the guy who she was usa to begin with. Means the Reuven said she can't marry Shimon. She married Yankel. Now she goes and marries Shimon. Le'nim to get batal ne'mamzerim. It's a very hard thing to say. Now, 50 years later, you turn back the clock and now you say, you're done? That's it? All her kids are mamzerim. The whole family is... you just ruined the half a Klal Yisrael there. You know what I mean? She has 148 o'clock. It's all done? Halamat Rishon Kisi, he finds it very hard to sit with that. It doesn't sit well with him that this could be such a thing. Ein Zekrisis, that's the fourth rebuttal. Davar Achar, another kasha. This is a little hard to comprehend this kasha, but just pay attention for a second. Harei Shoyi Zeh, Shenesra Lov Kayan. Reuven was married to Rachel. He asked her, he said, I'm giving you a get on condition that you don't marry a Kayan. Shimon's a kind.
How would she be able to marry?
He's divorcing her. Right. He's divorcing her.
A divorced woman get married to a client.
One second. I understand. That's what he says. You're asking very good. Harei shehoya zeh, shenesra lov kayin, umeis ha-megarish. Now, the megarish died. So you have to realize, what's really happening is, the guy who she asked him to, she's not grusha to, she was never divorced from her original husband towards this guy. So she's sort of an almana now for this guy.
According to
Rabbi Lezer. According to Rabbi Lezer. That it works. Rabbi Lezer holds chutz works. Rabbi Lezer doesn't work. Nothing to talk about. So one second, not done. So learn him to almana etzloi, v'grusha is called Adam, v'kavachaymer. And he says it's avakavachaymer. Uma grusha, she kala. If a grusha can't marry a kohen because she's a gerish, because she's a grusha, sheba eishes ish yichamur lekolshkin. This lady has a din of an eishes ish towards this kohen. You want to use this in your benefit? It's not benefit. It's worse. I have a kavachaymer because she has a din of an eishes ish. She's still married with regard to this guy.
But now,
it doesn't matter. But she has a din of an Ashes ish. Legabi this guy. Legabi this guy, she should. Even if he dies.
Why?
Because. Even if she dies?
Forget that he did the divorce game. Let's say he was married to her and he died. Now she would be. She could go marry him.
No, because it's subject to divorce. There's a problem. There might be a get here.
No, you always chutz works.
Then there's a get. If chutz works, there's a get.
Okay.
Can everyone accept this person?
The get is still there. You just can't marry that person.
You're right. Afterwards, you're right. After he's dead, you're right. We're talking Mishas Maisa. She should be usher to him mitzad
Eishes Ish. What is the issur of why can't she marry that second guy? Because of the issur of Eishes. It's as if the get wasn't chal, which means she's still married to Reuven, which means
right.
She's usher to Shimon through Eishes Ish.
Right.
No,
the get was not chal on this guy.
On anybody.
No.
Is chal on anybody.
The get was not chal on this guy.
No,
so on this guy, the get was chal on everybody else. Chutz works. Reb Lezer Shita. Reb Lezer Shita, chutz works. So the get was chal on everybody else. But on this guy, it was not chal. So you want to say that it should be mutter, but you can't be mutter because the dinesh is ish. The guy with this guy, she's still married to the guy. She never broke off the marriage. So she shouldn't be able to marry him. Matar is Eishes Ish.
Why did he say just by Kohen? He didn't say by any case.
By any case, you don't need to come on to it. But what do you mean by any case? If he asks, he says chutz from someone else.
Right.
So, no, you don't have to come on to every case because gerushin itself is a problem.
Why not?
No, the chiddush is kayin because a kayin can only marry an almana. He can't marry a grusha. So the chiddush is that even in a case where he would be able to marry, over here he can because she's ish zish. That's the chiddush. So now,
why is there an agency?
Because Lagabi this guy, you never got divorced.
He holds, Rabbi holds that it still increases.
Not Lagabi this guy.
Tonight
increases. No, So, one second, you're onto something. Because that's why I said at the beginning that there's a machloikus how to learn Rabbi Lazar. Is Rabbi Lazar chutz or Rabbi Lazar amanas, which is a tanai? If you learn chutz, and the Gemara is going to talk about this. We'll see. The Gemara is going to talk about this. We had yesterday. It's machlokes. How to learn Malazah. Let's see the Gemara. So hold on to that. It's a good. You're doing pretty good today.
Keep it in your back pocket.
Right? Yeah, but you can put it in the front ones. They go like that. The front ones are good now. Also, they're like a back pocket. Just
keep your wallet. Back pockets that go like
it's
that.
Similar to your jacket.
I think I have to get a pair of pants of those.
Fine.
Let's get a new jacket first.
I'm not.
Wow, what's with you in the jacket?
I'm not Meshua. So Zaka Meshua, Ain Meshivin Esari Lachamisa. He says, I don't understand. You're coming away with five questions. There's four, and Rabbi Kiva had two. You can't answer the Ari, the line, after he dies. Because he might have a rebuttal on your refutal. So you can't do that. I'm a Rava. Kulu is lepircha, and Rava says, and I got news for you. They all have a question. Lebarmer the Rebbe Ben Azariah. Let's say pircha. Rebbe Ben Azariah's kasha is just strong. Tanya nam halchi am reisi royan is divrei Rebbe Ben Azariah and divrei kulon. Okay, zot gemar. Now Gemara is going to go through each one. Amar. Neder of time for Amar. Shalchazuv and Isla Akhav Shalzeh Shneslov. Umeiz blei banim lo nimtza ze oiker davar min hatayra. Fetimar oiker iu akher. He didn't do anything. What did he do? Ela masna akadom natoira. Masna? Mi koma lo loisagi lo ilminsava lachua? He didn't say you can't marry. He didn't. It's not. What did he do? Dahu gabra? Ela goyram lakadom natoira. He's goyram. Ela maato. So you tell me that you're goyram. That's his whole kasha on Lazar was because you're goyram. Goyram? I'll ask you a different kasha. Ela maato. You tell me goyram is a problem. Bas achiv leisa shemayamas bleibanim. And it's a gurum, la'akra, davna Torah. What happens? The halacha is, it's a mitzvah to marry your niece. It's a mitzvah. So you go marry your niece, and then the guy dies. Who's his niece going to go for to Yibam? To her father. She can't do Yibam. So to Gemara, hainu pircha. That's the kasha on this, on Reb Tarfon's kasha, on Reb Elazar. This is the kasha that Rabbi Lezer would answer. Rabbi Lezer's not around. Amishim is a real achimisa. Why is it? And that's why you can't ask a kasha on someone who's dead. But if he was around, this is what he would answer. Haina pircha. Good kasha. Frekta Rekiva Eger and Gilian Shah is a bumba kasha. So I don't understand this kasha. Tzarech Ian Godly blives. Lo is a chisi lahavin. The Einim Adoima. What shaykhis? He asked me a kasha that somebody marrying his niece. The Hossam. Loinoi fellas lefano libam. The halacha is that if you marry your niece, if somebody marries his niece and he dies, his wife doesn't fall to yibam. There's no zika. There's nothing. There's no chiv yibam there. In our case, there's a chiv yibam. You just can't do it because you made a condition because you have mishugana. You said chutz. That's not a tzushtel. What kind of tzushtel is that? Tzarech in godly lives. Good kasha. There's no chivim there. There's no chivim. You get married to your niece. There's no chivim. The what? That's the halacha.
He has other brothers too, maybe.
No, there's no other brothers.
I understand, but it's not like he has something that's a case with
who?
That's where Milchus Yevamos.
What? That's his notes are. Oh, yeah.
Not right now.
Work is only a hechtimsa to get money, but if you use the work in the wrong way, you're not going to get the money.
How would he work, use work?
We were saying you should appreciate the rain.
Appreciate the davening, appreciate everything. Just relax.
Give some business.
From what I understand, your wife did not go down the steps fast yesterday.
He didn't push it down.
He was with a therapist the whole Shabbos. So he has like a whole different rules of things now.
Based on my understanding, it was only half a Shabbos. He was sleeping the other half.
Okay, we don't have to go into that. Uvamai. So now is the Gemara. Now that we said this is what Machi brought up, just take it out of your back pocket, put it in the front pocket now. Uvamai. Like Rabbi Gelbo of Shom used to have everything in the front pocket. Ilema bechutz mishvishara, your Belezer. When Belezer says that a shear in the get works, what's he talking about? The Tanya Modi Belezer and Garish Tramla Ram tells Cholam Chutz and Pliny, Vahokhun is Lachman Ashok, when his Amla and his Garish from Tezazash Nasalov. Oh, so the Gemara is like this. If you tell me that Rabbi Lezer said chutz, so chutz is only a problem as long as if Reuven tells Rachel you can't marry Shimon, she goes and marries Levi, a guy, and has kids and gets divorced, or the guy dies. At that point, she's allowed to go ahead and marry Shimon. No, only chutz you're allowed to. Amanas you're not allowed to. Amnas is a condition in the get that stays forever. Chutz, you're allowed to. Why? Because when I said chutz, what I'm basically saying is, I want to leave something over my kedushin, in my gerushin. At the point that she marries someone else, and that guy dies, or that guy divorces her, that's it's over. Now he... Where? El Amnas, not chutz. Amanas is also chutz, but it's a condition of chutz. It's different than saying chutz. Chutz, you're not always asa. Shemateris lezesh neserlov. Gemara. Ela ba'amanas. Amanas is a condition of chutz. A condition of chutz stays forever. It means I'm divorcing you only on condition that it's chutz. That's going to stay forever. So, now it's a very... This is what you were saying, Malki. It's a very big nafkamina of how to learn Rabbi Lezer. If you learn chutz... Or you learn Almanas. If you learn Chutz, she can remarry one day to that guy who yassed her. Because it's only a condition in your marriage. If you learn Almanas, it's a condition, and it's a condition forever. It stays forever. So now, keep that in your pocket. And then basically, let's go to the next one. Where do you find Asal Zev Mut Lazeh? So he says, that's not Krisis. It's not in sync. So Gemara says, is that true? What do you mean? You find things that are mutla zeh. Gemara says, no, but it's the isha karmina. We're talking about a woman. A woman is her. Vararayas, the isha karmina. Vararayas, you find a rayas. The isha's karmina. We're looking at ishas. What do you mean? Arayas ish. Very simple case. Gemara says, hayna pircha, you're right. That's the kasha, basically. Uvamai, ilim v'almanas, harihut ha'etzel biznus. Now I'm going fakert. If you learn Rabbi Lezer's shita is almanas, which is a condition, it's only a condition. You can't marry the guy, but znus you could have. You could have relations with them, with the guy. He asked on Shimon to marry. That's not. If you have relations, that's not a problem. So Gemara says you're right. Ela b'chutz. According to Rabbi Zaglili, he would be learning Rabbi Lezer's shita and chutz. Each one goes back and forth. Right. Nenar Makiva, Vamar, Harisha Hokazu, Venizel Echman Ashok, Bahila Bonham, and his Amlan, his Garsha, Vamdo, Venizel Zesh, Nesrolov, Lo yinim to get batul b'nei mamzerim. How does that work? Get batul b'nei mamzer. So Gemara says, I don't understand. One second. Ihachi bekulu tanai d'alma. Nah, mila tinsiv. Dim le mekaman tanai. This is a kasha. All of a sudden you have a kasha? We're up to that pay base. We have 475 tanaim that we learned over here. A guy says, I'm an asher to Niki as b'nei. I'm an asher to Shamsh as Abba. I'm an asher, give me $200. All these tanaim. So then, if Nimsa get bottom of Zayim, how do you learn there? Nimsa get bottom of Zayim. So Gemara says, Haina Pircha. That's the Kasha. You're right. An Echanami. So Zok to Gemara, Uvamai. Ilayim Bechutz. Mishra Shor Rebbe Lezer. Natani Madi Rebbe Lezer. Mgashi Shor Rebbe Ram. Tez Chol Odom. Chutz Aplein Vahol. Chon Izla Echad Mashok. When Izam Gashi Mutar El Zer. Shnesulov. If it's about Chutz, it's Bechal not a Kasha. Because we said, if you hold Chutz, Chutz is only from this marriage. So if she goes and gets married to someone else and then gets divorced and gets this almond, it's not a problem. Elo ba'almanaz. You're right. Almanaz is a tanai. It's a tanai of chutz that lasts forever. And that's what we're talking about. And that's where we find it hard to believe that Rebbe Lezer will allow such a thing because it's l'maisa, it's enzekrisis. Dover acha. Rebbe Kiva asked another question. This is the one we had a hard time with. Harishah yizeh shenesrol of kayin. He answers her on a kayin. Now the guy dies. He's an almana to him, and a grusha it's called him. The kavu chaimer. Uma grusha. She kala asura mshunzak gerushim bo. That's a leich to zachet aser. Eishes ish chamur lekolchkin. Legabi this guy, she's an eishes ish. She never got divorced. Legabi this guy. Then he's zicher aser. You also have eishes ish. So Gemara of Amai, what are we talking about? Ile Malmanas, Hare Grusha Etzla Biznos. What do you mean? We said, if it's only Amanas, it's only that you can't marry, but Znos you could have, Ela Bechutz. It must be that this Kash of Rebbe Kiva has to be learning that Rebbe Lezer holds Chutz. So Gemara says, I don't understand. Rebbe Kiva asked two questions. The last one we said, it has to be Almanas. Now we're saying it's Chutz. Make up your mind, Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva, I chutz virle, loisiv chutz. If you hold Rebbe Lezer, sheet isn't chutz, ask him chutz, ask a kasha fits with chutz, which is this one. Vi almanas virle, which is the last one, loisiv almanas. What does Rebbe Lezer hold? Make up your mind. Why are you asking two kashas that are two, that each one doesn't stem with the other one? It means the second kasha, if you learn chutz, doesn't work. The first kasha, if you learn almanas, doesn't work. Oh, faket. Faket. The second kasha, if you learn almanas, doesn't work. And the first kasha, if you learn chutz, doesn't work. So make up your mind. So Gemara says, you're right. He himself had a question. Rebbe Kiva, Shmiele, he heard, Dikid Amar Chutz, some say that Rebbe Lezer holds Chutz, Vikid Amar Manas. So he is the Kasha according to each way. Manda Amar Chutz, high Pircha, Manda Amar Manas, high Pircha. So Gemara says, I don't understand, my Pircha. Inem Isikuna Shaini. Ha Rebbe Lezer Nami, Isikuna Kamaisele. He says, I don't understand, what's the Kasha? What are you going to say? Is the kahuna shiny? And therefore, that since there's Rashi's hoil be riba kos behen akos mitzvah seirus, so mela, is the kahuna is different. You can't ask a kash from it. So Gemara says, Rava kareb yanai mishum zokan echa kumasni. He learns like the other man Omar, that it's ish, afilo me'ish, even from one person he divorced. We had two mandam on what had to learn Rebbe Lezer Shita yesterday. One was from Ish, from the pasuk of Afilu learns Gasha Ela Meisha. That's one mandam. The other mandam is up from Kayin. So we're not going with that mandam. So don't ask me a question. I'm learning Yeshua. So what did Yeshua say in the Mishnah? Ein Meshivin Zari La'achemisa. What are you doing? You can't ask on Rebbe Lezer. How is that respectful? Rebbe Lezer's not around. He's not around to show you what he meant. You can't just ask questions. Come when he's alive. Now he's dead. It's over. You can't talk about it. It's not respectful. The memory of the Rishua Kavasis Filas. Are you saying that Rishua agrees with him? He also asked a question. So he must have no. Lidi nami is lepircha. I also have a kasha. It's not respectful. Umay pircha. What's the Rishua? The Tanya. I'm a Rishua. You can't ask on his. This was his opinion.
What do you mean?
Can't say what. How is he allowed to say such a psak? What do you mean? How is he allowed to say psak? We should have come 2 months ago. Now he's dead. It's not respectful. No, he argued and he asked the kasha. We're saying no. And he asked the kasha also. No difference. He just said that. He's saying also, yeah. Yeah. Well, my pircha de b'shur. The Tanya, I'm b'shur. Makish kodmi avarishni l'kodmi avarishoina. Makodmi avarishoina l'agida b'nishachina. You're not at all connected to anybody. Avkodmi avarishni l'agida b'nishachina. And over here, she's agida because she can't marry Shimon. So he held it wasn't the right. This halacha of chutz does not fit with the normal standards of what a marriage is supposed to be. Gufa. We said that Yimut, this is what we said. So Reb Shimon Elazar is asking a tshuva to the Reb Elazar. We don't find such a thing. The first husband answered. Now you're telling me that the second marriage knocks it off? How does that work? It's not a regular thing. Veloy, Mara says, is that true? Vahare, Yavama, the Baal Oyser, the Yavamata. What are you talking about? You have a Yavama, the husband answers, and the Yavam's Mata. With Yibam. No, with Chalitza, right. Yibam married. Yavamata. So Mara says, Hasam, Yavam Muka Asala. Dime Baal Hashayi V'kayma. What do you mean? From the husband's standpoint, she's mutter to get. He died. She can marry whoever she wants. So everything is also because of the husband. If the Gemara tries again, Harin and Darim. The Noider Oyser. What do you mean? The Noider Asers. V'chacham Mater. So they're the same thing. You find one person Aser, one person Mater. What's the Hamar B'yechana? In Chacham Mater. Cool. Melab Karota. It's not a hocus pocus. It's not a magic trick. The reason why the chacham is matter because it's a charata. That's not the chacham. It's a charata on the original nether. So what's harafaras habal?
The net result is the same.
The what?
The net result.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because as long as it's not one person matter, one person matter, you don't have a kasha on what we're saying. You only have a kasha if it's one person's matter, one person's asa. So you're saying you do find it, you don't find it. The original nether you made was never a nether. So you never, it's not that the chacham is mater and he asks mater. No.
It was usher, now it's mater.
Yeah, but that's.
The reason why it's mater is.
But it's a mistake why it was usher. No, it's a mistake why it was usher. Charata means it's a mistake. Your whole premise of your nether was a mistake.
It's mater. I mean, charata is coming from the original person.
Right.
The original person is a part of it being the mater.
And saying that it's. You're saying it's, you don't have to even come on to that.
It's another person that's.
It's the original person mattering it. The original person mattering it, right. Saying even better. Very good. Harinadaran, the Gemara says, no, Charato. Harafar is a Baal, the Ishan Deres, a Baal Mefer. Hasan Kadera Pinchas, from the Rava. Domra Pinchas, from the Rava. Kolano Deres, Al Das Bailin Deres. So, male, the whole, it's all from the original, all from one person. Okay, Nenner of Elizabeth Azariah, V'amah Krisus, is Dover Akor, is Beinoi Lebeino. I'll imagine the Krisus, it doesn't make sense. How could you say a chutz works? How could you believe that chutz works? That's not a Krisus. Krisus is something that is cut off, severed. Rabbanon, what does Rabbanon do with this? L'chor, that's a very valid point. Hi, Krisus, my Abdile. Mi'boi Luch Letanya, Harez Gita Gmash Lishayin. A guy tells his wife, I'm giving you a get on condition. You don't drink wine. I'm not sure. You never go to your papa's house. Ain't the crisis. Because for your rest of your life, who?
It's not possible.
We're on. Oh, sorry. Says crisis. And then you have this one. 1 second. Thank you, Max. No, thank you for you. And Rabbanu, hi, Chris, my Avle. You know what I mean. Me bari lech l'tanya ariz akita kamash l'shiyam nash lech l'besivik l'olam ain zakrisus. 30 days ariz akrisus. V'idach, michris krisis nafka. It says krisis. It could have said karis. Thank you. Could have said karis. And it says krisis. So you learn it like that. V'idach, karis krisis ladash. He doesn't dash. And that's not a, he doesn't like that drush. It's not like an extra word or something. It's just that it said one way or the other. That's not something significant. A guy says, I'm giving you a get on one condition. You cannot drink wine for the rest of my life. Ain't Zacrisis. Somebody else. Or is Zacrisis? Why is somebody else good? The guy will die. What do you mean? This guy might die also. Nobody lives forever. So much as you're right. Her whole life. Ain't that crisis? Her whole life. Kayechi is her. Her. Right? Ain't that crisis? Because they could die before she dies, it'll be a crisis. As long as there's an opportunity for the person that you made it tonight to die so it could be a crisis, tonight could work, it's good. Someone has to die, yeah. Someone's going to have to die over here. Boy minei, Rav Amar Rav Nachman. Today's shiur is Linush my Zayda, Yudleib ben Moshe Yaakov. Just want to say the last piece. My Zayda was a chashev yid. He was from his whole life, even after the war. It wasn't easy. Came to America with his wife and his two daughters, and he stayed from the Gantz 11. That was my grandmother's father. I'm named after him. Yudle Baumwald. He's a very chashev yid. He was Galtziana.
Oh, that's
pretty
great.
What was that town called that was kept
passing?
Lodge. No, that's my father's father.
Lodge.
My great grandfather Yudle survived the war. He wasn't in the lager. He was a very wealthy man for the war, and he had a very good chai arbiter. A Polish guy who brought him food every single day in the sewer. I think he was in the sewer for 2.5 years. Him, my great grandmother, and my grandmother and her sister. Her sister was 2 years old and they went in. So they've been there for 2.5 years. They didn't get out for 2.5 years in the sewer, and every day he would drop them down food. The what? They didn't go to the ghetto. No. No. No, and then they got, I think they were, maybe 5 years they were there, 5 years they were there, and then they got liberated. They went to DP camp. For 2 years they were in DP camp. Yes, yes. So they were, and then they went to DP camp for 2.5 years. 2.5 years to in DP camp, and they came to America. Anyway. Boy minei, Rav Amram Nachman. Hayoyim iat ishti, v'lemachar at ishti.
Speaks like that, it's more than one.
You ready? Hayoyim iat ishti. Today you're not my wife. Listen to this one. Somebody asked last night in the shiur if you could do this. I said, I don't think so. Let's see. Hayoyim iat ishti, v'lemachar at ishti. Yeah, so today you're not my wife. Today you're not my wife, Chaplain. Tomorrow you're my wife. Mao. Tibor the Rebbelezer, Tibor the Rebbelezer, Tibor the Rebbelezer, Akalan Kamar Rebbelezer, Hossam, Eld Lamanda Kashari, Kashari Loilam. Means, Rebbelezer Shita of Chutz is that you say that you divorce from him forever. Whether you're not divorced, you're not divorced. Avlacha loy. Idim loishna is no difference. You could do a shear, you could do a shear. What's the difference? If you could do a shear and a guy, you do a shear and a guy. Tibor the Rebbelezer, Akalan Kamar Rebbelezer, Hossam, Eld Poska, Mine, Eld Gamri. Avlacha, Kyun the Poska, Poska. Lamaisa, for today, you're not married at all. Sounds good. Bas de baya the pashto mistavra bainler b'leizer bainler rabbanan kim the paska no ain't such a thing that no paska it's a good get forever it stays forever no it's not one day no not one day yeah but that means it doesn't work can't go back afterwards they want to go back they don't want to they don't the one they get there I didn't know the Gemara yesterday. Shkoyach to you.
Oh, my father was no Schmitz. most of the time from the beginning till the end. And my two uncles.
And they survived?
Obviously.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some of the questions
asked. He's asking
on this.
It's raining again? Oh, I love it.
Are you supposed to
clear
up?
This helps. I'll pave. It's supposed to clear up. Because a little rain is very good for paving.
Most of the Gerech Hasidim came either from Lodz or from Poland. The Gerech Hasidim are Polish.
There's plenty of parking there. Can you stop?
Have a bus. It's not like you can even park nearby. It's either parking or there isn't.
You get a party bus. We're going to see him around the corner.
Hello, you should put a traffic light there.
Is grandma available?
It's coming. It's coming.
My grandma just died.
Why parking spots in expensive city? 50 cars.
Not a big deal. Put a traffic light there. That entrance.
Those three trees got to come down.
No. Ralph told me I can't take them down.
Why? What's the problem?
He took down enough trees. Do me a favor. Keep the trees up.
Well, whatever.
Really I really can't take them down until he's done.
So who's done?
He's in the ship of parking.
I know, but, you know. I get inspection at the beginning of a job for the whole job. You know what I'm saying?
It's a long mission. It's like four pages.
Okay, this is not a big deal.
Okay.
1 second. Where are we up to? No, it's not four pages. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
What up to Zach?
It is four pages.
I can say I'm right. He's trying.
No, we're up to Ches. Today's Ches.
Is that last one?
No.
No. Okay.
So was there earlier on?
Nope.
Yeah, he made the coffee.
Where you go?
Dal Ches. He had to go to work early. So he dived in early.
Yeah, don't have a share says.
Hamoiches Asada.
He's in. That's a good
one. Sure's going out.
Sure's going to Florida.
He's in Libya. He left already?
I think he's gone. He's gone.
Tom is leaving. Second job is over.
He's going in two weeks.
He's a place for an elderly couple for 2 weeks.
By the way, his
Shul is going to be there for probably 6 or 9 months.
No.
Six months.
Yeah, at least 6 months.
What are you talking about?
What? It's not Lynch Construction. It's Shopsy Construction.
I started May 11th. May 11th, I started.
Okay, maybe, you know what?
When did he start?
May 11th?
It's 3 months ago.
It's less than 2 months.
No, it's not.
May 11th is 3 months.
May 11th is 3 months.
May 11th is...
3 months.
Yeah,
6 months.
You do what I did in 3 months.
It's a solid 6 months.
Yeah, it's a solid 6 months at least at this point. He's ready a month then, so 6 more months, 7 months, makes sense.
He'll be in for Pesach.
It takes 7-8 months to get there.
Pesach.
4 months.
Slowly,
I'm Michael.
Depending on the signing guy, though.
I don't know. I'm already, everything's in.
Slowly, never. It's his problem.
Let me just say, I'm stuck. If I'm learning in real time that when Levy says measure, cut twice and measure once, I'm waiting for the measuring to happen. He's just cutting. All day they're cutting. No measuring going on. They're cutting.
Are you sheetrock guy?
Yeah.
Back. His mom's just waiting for you. Everything's ready.
What is it? The house looks like a disaster. I want to say one thing. I don't know if he's doing a good job, not doing a good job, but looks is very important. It means anybody drives by that house for the last 3 months, nothing has been done.
I know.
I don't know if anything was done.
I told people I ran.
Because the only thing you see is the signing. My answer
to everybody is this is actually what construction looks like. Everyone thinks, okay, the house, the outside, everything's done, okay, and now it just sits there. So no, it's a dirty process. This is what it is.
My job sites are clean.
You can't park on it. Give them $20, they clean it.
My job sites are clean.
And you can't work. You can't park and you can't work.
My job sites are spotless.
You can't park and work, because if you come and park and try to work, the electrician gets mad at you. Because
every job you do, you're doing only off the books.
Only a third out
without permits.
I'm trying to make sure
you can't. Mine's permits.
Yesterday he was in, that's right.
I need him to paint the doors. Shinny has a lot of work to do. He's got to paint first.
I need you back tomorrow. I'll be painted.
Make sure they're dry. I don't want wet.
Guaranteed.